Hi guys, Mike Rommel here. Today I want to talk to you about the Olympus 7-14mm f2.8 Pro lens. Let's go. Now, with the launch of the much anticipated and very long awaited Olympus OMD EM1 Mark II, you're now able to find lots of offers and bundles on Olympus Pro lenses as well. Now, most notably, a few of the larger and well-known camera stores, here in the UK at least, are promoting the EM1 Mark II bundled with the 12-40mm f2.8 Pro. But today, I want to implore and encourage you to take a serious look at the wonderful Olympus 7-14mm f2.8 Pro wide-angle lens. Now, it has been around for a while, but after including it in a recent post as one of my top three Olympus Micro Four Third lenses, I have had a couple of emails from subscribers asking me more about the lens and whether it really is as good as I said it was in that post. Now, there are, of course, a number of technical reviews available on the internet from the likes of DP Review, but from a practical standpoint, and just for you guys, I thought that the 7-14mm f2.8 Pro really was worthy of a review here on the blog and the podcast. So, here we go. Now, I imagine that with the launch of the EM1 Mark II and the fact that the Pro lens lineup is now what most photographers would consider to be mature, that many more photographers will be revisiting the idea of a move over to a mirrorless system. And as such, let's assume that you're asking yourself whereabouts in the lens lineup Olympus's 7-14mm sits in terms of quality. Well, quite simply, the Olympus Pro range of lenses, of which the 7-14mm is one, are Olympus's answer to Canon's L-series lenses, if you will. And as the Pro name suggests, they are designed for professional use. They are the top lenses on offer from Olympus. Now, the Olympus M Zuiko Pro lenses all feature a constant aperture, covering a complete focal range from 7mm all the way up to 300mm, or 14-600mm terms in Micro Four Thirds equivalent. Now, Pro lenses will feature the most premium quality optics, the superb build quality, and they are, of course, dust, freeze and splash proof as well. Now, on the widest end of the Olympus M Zuiko Pro lens offering is this, the 7-14mm f2.8 Pro Super Wide Angle. Now, of all of the Olympus lenses I own, the 7-14mm f2.8 is my most recent addition, and it was purchased back in March 2016. And although I have had it all this time, I didn't want to write or record a review until such a time that I thought I'd given it a fair run out and put it through its paces. So, after about 16 weddings, a few landscape outings and various other bits and pieces, I think I'm pretty well placed to give you my thoughts on this lens. So, we'll start off with the stats, specs and highlights. And you can just skip a few seconds if you don't really want to hear this. Basically, it's the 7-14mm focal range, which in Micro Four Thirds equivalent field of view offers a 14-28mm field of view. Here in the UK at least, it retails for about £800 to £900. It has a 7 round bladed aperture for circular bokeh. It's got 14 elements and 11 groups. It's got an angle of view of 75.4 degrees when zoomed out to, zoomed in to 14mm or 7mm. And it's got 114.2 degrees at the widest end. Now, splash, freeze and dust proof, as I've mentioned, just like the M Zuiko 12-40 f2.8 Pro. The all metal construction feels even sturdier than the 12-40 f2.8 Pro. The lens hood is physically part of the lens, it cannot be removed, and you'll find that with many wide angles. The front element is very concave and it protrudes outwards, and as such, use without a lens hood would not be advised anyway. That lens hood actually offers some physical protection to the front element. The front element does extend when it's zooming, however, unlike the 12-40 f2.8 Pro, all of the extension is done inside the barrel of the lens. The lens does effectively remain the same size. Now, if you're coming from the world of DSLRs, then the Olympus 7-40mm f2.8 Pro pits itself against the likes of Canon's 16-35mm f2.8 and Nikon's own 14-24mm f2.8. In the world of Micro Four Thirds, Panasonic do also offer their own 7-14 as well, but it's worth noting that that is an f4 lens. So for the sake of this review in this episode, I'll be talking about these other lenses for comparison. So, we'll start with talking about the size and weight. If you picked up your OMD as part of a kit, you may already have the brilliant 12-40mm f2.8 lens. It's a bit of a workhorse. It's equivalent, if you like, to many 24-70 type lenses in the world of DSLRs. Now, if you are familiar with the 12-40 f2.8, then you're probably not far from being able to imagine the size, dimensions, and general feel of this, the 7-14mm f2.8. The diameter and the feel of these two lenses are very familiar, with the 7-14mm f2.8 being a little larger, if anything. So if you've become well-adjusted and comfortable using the 12-40, picking up the 7-14 should give for an immediately familiar feel. The 7-14 weighs in at 534 grams, and given it's a relatively similar size, again, to the 12-40, you'll be pleasantly surprised by this when you pick one up for the first time, because by comparison, the 12-40 is a shade lighter at 382 grams. Now, talking about further comparisons again, the DSLR equivalents from Canon and Nikon are both heavier, as you would likely expect. Canon's Super 16-35mm is 100 grams heavier at 635 grams, which is pretty respectable. And Nikon's 14-24 f2.8 comes in at a comparatively whopping 970 grams. That's nearly a kilo. Now, sticking with the world of Micro Four Thirds, Panasonic's own 7-14mm is rather light at just 300 grams. So if weight is an important factor, then that is a lens to consider. However, remember, it's an f4 lens and it's quite plasticky as well. Now, first impressions. As with all Olympus lenses, the M-Zuiko Pro range in particular, the resistance or the stiffness of the focus rings and the zoom rings feels great. In fact, if you own any of the other M-Zuiko Pro lenses, such as the 12-40 or the great 40-150mm, for example, then you'll probably find that the 7-14mm handles very similarly in that respect. Now, this universal and consistent feel of operation that Olympus have given their Pro lenses is something that I can really appreciate. And every time I pick up one of my holy trinity of lenses, that being either the 7-14mm, the 12-40mm, or the 40-150mm, they all pretty much feel and operate in the same way. And by launching these lenses at around the same time, give or take a year, they've presented them to us in such a way that Canon never did with their lenses, and neither did Nikon. For example, the Canon 24-70mm, whether you're talking about the Mark 1 or the Mark 2, feels nothing like or even operates anything like their 70-200mm. They don't even look the same. So the 7-14 f2.8 Pro feels dense, strong, solid, and they're all features that I'm sure you've come to know and love from the other lenses in the Olympus M-Zuiko Pro lineup. Now, if you have owned a super wide-angle zoom before on a different system, then the lens cap won't be anything new to you. However, if you found your way back into photography through an OMD, and this is perhaps your first wide-angle lens, then the pinch-style lens cap may at first seem a little odd. Now, the lens cap for this, unlike other standard zooms and primes, has to take into account that concave and protruding nature of the front element, meaning it therefore cannot sit flush in front of that element. So as a result, it neatly mounts over and around the lens hood, which is, as I mentioned, an integral part of the 7-14mm body. You could say it's designed a little bit like a hockey puck. Now, it is solid, and it features the same front panel Olympus logo design that the other Pro lens caps have as well. Now, any staple of a good quality lens is, of course, its image quality. So let's talk about that. Now, I believe that when it comes to lenses, a good one will often outlast any camera that you own, and I would say that this is definitely the case with the 7-14mm for sure. Now, everything I've said about the image quality of the 12-40mm and the 40-150mm in my other reviews can also be said for the 7-14mm as well. It's incredibly sharp at both 7 and 14mm for a wide angle, even in the corners, which is not common for a super wide angle. And over on the blog that accompanies this episode, you can see the link to that in the drop-down description in iTunes. I've included a few example pictures for you to take a look at as well. Do feel free to download those for closer inspection. Now, even though it is an ultra-wide-angle lens, distortion isn't always overly extreme, unless you angle the lens at your subject to exaggerate that. For example, I found last year in 2016 a few occasions where I had very little space to shoot a few large formal photographs at weddings, and it therefore called for the 7-14mm in order to fit the entire group of people into the frame. Now, ordinarily, I would somewhat be concerned about the warping and the distortion that tends to happen and occur at the outer edges of the frame. But what I actually found is that if I shot square on at chest height to my subjects, I actually achieved a pretty standard feeling frame. It didn't feel like it was shot with a wide angle. Now, a minor distortion correction in Adobe Lightroom corrected this even further and left no after effects or extra wide or oddly tall family members on the outer edges of the frame. That said though, with just a little effort, you can really create a very distorted and stretched image if that is your intention, as is often the case with a wide angle like this. All you have to simply do is exaggerate and change your angle, and that will result in that. Again, there's a couple of sample pictures over at michaelrommel.com. Now, it's worth giving some thought to who this lens might be for. Now, whilst a super wide-angle lens isn't a lens that every photographer will need, wedding photographers and landscape photographers will definitely want one of these in their bag. As I mentioned, it's weather-sealed, of course, meaning it can stand up to inclement weather. So whether you're in a field or up a mountain, or just photographing a couple for their pre-wedding shoot or lifestyle shoot, you'll be safe in the knowledge that this lens is more than capable of handling those situations. As with all of the Mzuco Pro range of lenses, they do come in at a slightly higher price than some of the other mid-range zoom and primes, but you are investing in quality. And not wanting to repeat myself, but I will, a good lens will definitely outlast your camera body. So if you look at it that way, the 7-14mm f2.8 Pro isn't actually that expensive at all. Now, I've had my EM1 for 2 years now, and I will be upgrading to the EM1 Mark II at some point in 2017. And I imagine that for the entire length I own the EM1 Mark II, I will be using the 7-14mm f2.8. And I wouldn't be surprised if one day I paired it with an Olympus OMD EM1 Mark III. Now, like most of the Olympus lenses, with the exception of a few, such as the relatively new Mzuco Pro 300mm f4 and the 12-100mm, this 7-14 f2.8 is not stabilized. Now, stabilization is taken care of courtesy of the in-body stabilization offered by the OMD range of cameras. As such, if you're a Panasonic shooter and you don't have stabilization inside your camera body, this lens could be less appealing to you than Panasonic's own. But with this super short focal range, you do find that the stabilization on offer inside the camera on the sensor is even more effective than on lenses with longer focal ranges, which is always a nice added bonus. Now, I don't want to finish on this, but I've got to mention a few criticisms. Now, I have tried very, very hard to find something wrong with this lens, but in truth, I really can't find much at all wrong with it. It stacks up very well against the DSLR lens offerings from Canon and Nikon in every way, with superb optical detail, quality and build. Now, when I wrote my review of the 12-40mm f2.8 Pro, I mentioned that it suffered a little more than most when it came to chromatic aberration, when you shoot toward a light source. Now, the same can be said for this, the 7-14mm f2.8 as well, but this is probably much to do with the distance between the sensor and the camera mounting point of the camera lens, the flange distance, as much as anything else. Now, although as a wide-angle lens, this is somewhat expected and not completely unsurprising behaviour, the shape of the front element being what it is, concave, will always contribute to a less predictive behaviour of the light when it comes through the sensor and bounces around inside the lens between the elements. Now, that coupled with that short flange distance, as I mentioned, the distance between the very rear element of the lens and the sensor, will contribute towards some chromatic aberration. Now, that said, so far I've only really had chromatic aberration on a couple of photographs I've made using this lens, and fortunately it's not really apparent in some of the more common chromatic aberration causing scenarios, such as portraits with a strong or contrasting rim light or a cool blue window light. But if you shoot a branch with the sky as its background, or if you photograph a building looking upwards, you may spot some chromatic aberration along the edges. Now, before anyone thinks, oh, this lens is ruined, you may want to know that basically chromatic aberration is very, very easily removed automatically in Lightroom with the chromatic aberration removal tool. And you're right, it's very easy, so have no fear. But I did want to mention it, trying to be picky, trying to find fault with the lens, this is the worst I can do. So hats off to Olympus for that one. So in conclusion, or in short, Olympus have done it again, and they've produced yet another lens more than able to take on the mantle of being a pro lens. Superb build quality combined with outstanding optics means that we have a lens that can take on whatever we choose to throw at it. The 7-14mm f2.8 confidently now sits at the widest end of the holy trinity of lenses, meaning us Olympus Micro Four Thirds photographers have a trio of lenses covering focal ranges all the way from 7mm to 300mm, all the while maintaining that very important and impressive f2.8 constant aperture. Now, no matter what you choose to shoot, if you need a wider field of view, then the 7-14mm f2.8 Pro is ready to step in and serve you well. It feels great, it looks great, it works great, all in a lens that is reasonably well priced. So well done, Olympus, yet again, another triumph of a lens. Now, tell me, do you own the 7-14 Pro? Have you used it before? What do you think? Be sure to drop a comment over in the blog, drop me an email at michael@ramelphotography.com, or go and drop a comment in iTunes as well. I would absolutely love to hear from you. As always, please do be sure to include a link back to your website and work too. I would love to take a look. So thanks for listening. That has been my thoughts on the 7-14mm f2.8 Pro M Zuiko from Olympus. It's wonderful. Go and test it out now with Olympus's Test and Wow service. Any other questions in the meantime, get in touch. Thanks for listening.